This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week here at the Superhuman Studio. We've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to have Dr. Craig Banks on. Many of you may remember him as the formulator of Kodiak Cream, and many of you miss Kodiak Cream because it's the one pain reliever that really, really worked without NSAIDs or any harmful agents. Well, he's got something to talk about today. Later in the show, Dr. Matt Andre is going to be on, a radio celebrity himself who's been on the show before talking about raw and pasteurized milk. We get a lot of questions from time to time about beta A1 and A2 casein. We're going to recap that story for many of you who have been asking. And then, a little bit later with Matt, we're going to be talking about... I'm sorry for smacking my lips, by the way. I just listened to one of my own shows the other day and realized that after I say things, I go and smack my lips. I'm going to try not to do that anymore. Instead, I'll smack myself if I do it. Matt's going to talk about how testosterone has gone mainstream. He wrote an article for Esquire magazine. It's really interesting. We'll talk about that. Okay, let's get started. Dr. Craig Banks, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. Do you have a cream that can keep me from smacking my lips into the microphone?
You know what? That's actually our next in line.
Good.
That is our next invention plan.
I can be your test person.
Phoenix Bio Performance, absolutely.
There you go. So, okay, let's get started first of all. Many people remember you from Kodiak Cream. Kodiak Cream was an amazing product. It was like an elixir for a variety of different things. I remember rubbing it on my sinuses to clear my sinuses. Where did Kodiak Cream go?
Well, what happened was Kodiak Nutrition was not my company. When I took the idea of needing an anti-inflammatory, I took it to a friend of mine who was the owner of Kodiak Nutrition, and for different reasons, they decided to actually discontinue the product. And I know that my patients were going to probably come after me with pitchforks and torches if I didn't come up with something soon. So I actually started my own company, and we... Obviously, first priority was to come up with a topical anti-inflammatory, so that's what we did.
Well, first of all, I have to believe, now I don't know anything about Kodiak Nutrition, and you and I have not talked about this before, but I do happen to know that the sunk cost in producing that product was really, really high compared to most retail sports supplements, let's put it that way. So I have to believe that it might have been discouraging, but more importantly, I know that my audience embraced the stuff and thought it was great. Elisa loved this stuff. And I used it a couple times and was amazed on how quickly it made the pain go away. And it didn't do this by giving me that Bengay burning feeling where now your focus is moved from the muscle pain to the burning feeling on your skin. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So the new product, I have to believe now that you've had a second chance to formulate, has to be better than the first. Am I wrong or right?
No, you're definitely right. I'm extremely happy with the way everything came out. I'd prefer not to sit there in my bathtub and mix it up. So I have some guys in a lab that mix it and give me the samples, and I tweak it here and there and tell them what I want it to finish up as. And my final result, I couldn't be happier with it. It's working fantastic.
What areas did you see opportunities for a better product right off the bat?
Well, I mean, I know you loved the smell of the Kodiak.
But a lot of people didn't. They said they didn't like that smell because people knew you were wearing something then.
Right. Some people didn't. So one of the first things I did is I said, I want a good-smelling product that fades fast. So the smell's good when you put it on, but within a couple minutes, you don't smell it. So that's what we've accomplished here with this particular product. And it is called Phoenix Kinetic Cream, so I don't think I've even mentioned the name.
No,
of it
we
yet.
Didn't. It's called, yeah, Kinetic Cream. K-I-N-I-T-I-C-R-E-A-M, right? Kinetic Cream.
Kinetic Cream. It's
yeah, it's one word.
K-I-N-E-T, right.
Oh, E-T, I'm sorry.
Yep, E-T-I-C-R-E-A-M. KineticCream.com or Phoenix Kinetic Cream. But it's a fantastic product. So that was the number one thing, was the smell. Number two is, you know, I'm kind of a more is better if they're effective. But if they're not effective, you know, why put it in there? So I added an additional anti-inflammatory. We switched up the DMSO and put MSM in there.
Good choice.
For some regulatory issues and effectiveness. But then we also added something called bergamot oil. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but that is also
I'll tell you how I know about bergamot oil. I have a book at home from 1909 called Fortunes in Formulas. And this is back in the day when people had to make their own formulas for stuff, okay? You didn't go to the grocery store and buy things. And bergamot oil is used in a variety of topical medicines back then. Apparently, it's a fragrance that a lot of people used to like back then. What does it smell like?
It's almost like an orange citrus flavor smell. It's really good, and it's funny because, you know, part of what we have in the smell is quite a bit of peppermint because we use peppermint as our menthol source. But peppermint oil in general, as you know, is an anti-inflammatory. So we've got like a peppermint citrus mix, and you know, that doesn't necessarily sound great coming over, you know, wording, but when you open this bottle up, you're like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic.
It smells like you want to squirt it in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to advise against that, but yeah, it does kind of smell great, so. But yeah, the bergamot oil, I think, is one of the biggest things that we added to make it work even
what
faster.
What does bergamot oil really do? Is it an anti-inflammatory? Is it a pain analgesic?
It's a topical anti-inflammatory. It's been used as so many different things, but it's anti-inflammatory. Studies have been done on it, and they've just done phenomenal as far as it being proven as an effective anti-inflammatory. So we've got the effective dose in there.
What has an analgesic effect in this blend?
Well, of course there's the menthol, but it's, you know, you've got some of the other topicals out there that do have menthol, and they just overload it, and it's almost obnoxious on your skin, and I know that that's something that I did not want. So yes, there is some topical analgesic there as well, but the acetylmyristoliate, which obviously is probably my favorite ingredient, is of course a topical and a transdermal anti-inflammatory, so that's one of the great analgesics that's in there as well.
Okay, so does this work as fast as the Kodiak cream? You put it on, and probably in about at least 15 to 20 minutes, you felt pain actually start to subside. I've heard rumors, and I've seen testimonials that you sent to us, that people say that it works a lot faster than Kodiak cream. Is that true?
Yeah, we're looking at about 5 minutes to really feel the effects. Last night, I think you know, but maybe your listeners don't, I'm a chiropractor for several of the professional wrestlers, and last night I was working with TNA Wrestling. They were in my hometown, so I was using it on a couple of the professional wrestlers, and they were just, you know, in awe at how quick it worked. And in fact, one of our good friends, Rob Terry, is a TNA wrestler, and he absolutely loves this stuff. So his testimonials are all over our websites, and he won't go any extra time without a bottle. If he's out, he's calling me immediately.
What's the penetration enhancement vehicle in there? Is it the MSM? Because I know DMSO used to provide that as well, right?
The MSM does have some transdermal capacity, of course. Acetylmyristoliate is a transdermal.
Really?
Yes, that's a really good one. That in and of itself is probably the most powerful one that's in there, but it sounds silly. Cocoa seed butter and shea butter are also in there, and they actually have some transdermal properties as well.
Well, so. I mean, and for people who don't know this, vitamin E oil has the ability to disrupt the stratum corneum enough to allow certain things to pass through.
Right, but we have vitamin E.
There you go. Oh, you see. Okay, so but the difference is, you know, if the molecular weight of whatever it is that's in the vitamin E, whether it's small enough to pass through the skin, that makes the difference.
Well, and that's why I usually recommend, you know, the best time of day to put this on is right after a shower. You know, because you've got pores wide open. You've got your best chance at, you know, transdermal.
That's true. As a matter of fact, waterlogging, people who have seen their fingers start looking like raisins, waterlogging is actually a result of the stratum corneum being disrupted on a large scale. Think of the tiles on your floor. If every one of them were to grow a quarter of an inch on every side, how they would buckle and point up in order to stay on the floor. That's what happens to the surface of the skin after you get waterlogged. So water definitely can prepare the skin for delivery. That makes perfect sense. So what else? What else is in this one that wasn't in the last one? Anything else?
Well, we've got the arnica. We've got emu oil. Those two ingredients. I had a plastic surgeon just, you know, start telling their patients, hey, listen, after any of your cosmetic surgeries or anything like that, other than the incision, get this stuff on you for the anti-inflammatory effect. They used to use an arnica, just a topical arnica, and she saw this stuff and she's like, wait, this is way better. So,
What is arnica?
Arnica is it's from arnica. It's called arnica montrana flower, and it's a soothing oil. It's basically used to ease muscle strains, aches, bruises. You can use a high dose oral doses of arnica after a trauma, and you'll minimize bruising quite a bit and decrease inflammation. So, arnica in the majority of situations is used for trauma. But in a topical case like this, it's going to, again, decrease bruising, treat sprain strains, aches,
and wasn't emu oil at one time back in the late 90s, early 2000s, wasn't emu oil sold by itself as a pain reliever?
It still is, actually. And it's funny because, you know, if you look at the cost of a high-quality emu oil, you know, we've added so much on top of that, and we're still in the same price point. That's the funny thing. But, yeah, emu oil, rheumatoid arthritis, sports injuries, neuropathies, Lyme disease, it's been definitely a popular ingredient. And
what is it about emu oil? What's the magic about emu oil?
It's the essential fatty acids that are in there. They are also a transdermal. They penetrate the skin barrier. And the anti-inflammation properties of the essential fatty acids, and that's the same thing with acetylmyristoate. It's these acetylated fatty acids that are kind of penetrating, and they just decrease inflammation. And that's what it all comes down to. But emu oil also is, it has additional stuff. It's antibacterial, it's hypoallergenic, it doesn't clog pores, help circulation. I mean, so some of these things that are more natural are so much more powerful than our unnatural medications that we're using. And let's face it, they're healthier for you.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion. We're going to tell you how you can get some Phoenix Kinetic Cream at a discount because you're listening to this show. We're talking with Dr. Craig Banks. The website is Kinetic Cream, KINETICREAM.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. Kinetic Cream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetic Cream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time release tablets tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Craig Banks, formulator of the new Phoenix Bioperformance product called Kinetic Cream, KineticCream.com. Okay, so obviously the product is designed to outperform the last product, but and you said it does smell good, but what, is the smell strong enough to put on your sinuses, to open up your sinuses?
Yeah. That was another concern of mine, because obviously we had several people, not only your listeners, but all, you know, customers all over the world that love the effects simply for sinuses. And it's funny because you buy a bottle for sinuses, and I think that bottle's going to last you about 3 years, but because of how little you need to put it on. But I did make sure with every, you know, new formulation that I came up with, I think we had about 7 steps along the way from conception to finalization. I was checking to make sure that we were getting the same level of effect with my patients on the sinuses. So yeah, it definitely does. It opens you right up.
You know, the original product, and I'm sure this product as well, reminds me, it kind of harkens back to the old days of the boxing gym and the liniments they used to use. You know, liniment used to have a vaporous smell. You know, when somebody would rub liniment on, it not only felt good on the body, but it felt good to the senses as well. And you kind of really captured that with the first product. I have to believe that your heart is in that area too, to make sure that the second product works so well. I remember taking the original stuff and just rubbing it on either side of my nose, like at the bridge of the nose, just beneath the eyes where the nostrils are. And I mean, that stuff would just open my sinuses right up. And I loved the way it smelled. It was amazing.
That's funny. My 6-year-old daughter, Taylor, she grabbed me the other night, and she was a little stuffy, and she said, "Dad, I need some of your Kinetic Cream." And it really caught me off guard, but she had remembered from the old one that I put it on her sinuses and stuff, and it had helped her out to sleep. And the other day, she was immediate to pop over there and say, "Hey, I need some of this to sleep." And sure enough, I asked her the next morning, "Did you feel better?" She said, "Yeah, I slept great."
That's great. Yeah, see, and it's and you don't have to worry about putting it on the child because there's nothing in there that's harmful. That's the best
No,
part.
You really don't. I mean, obviously, we tell everybody to check with your doctor first just for safety precautions. I mean, there's rare cases. There, you know, obviously, some people have allergies to just about everything in the world. So I always tell everybody, hey, check to make sure. But, you know, if you've got a very relatively healthy child who doesn't have any allergies, you're not going to have any problems with that.
So now let me ask you another question. You know, when you train hard, sometimes you want to have almost a preemptive effect. You know, a lot of guys will train, let's say, and then they'll put ice on a joint or a muscle that they expect to feel bad the next day. Can you use kinetic cream? Kinetic cream that way as well. Can I just put it on before the pain starts? Is it going to help me, or does that suppress muscle growth?
You know what I recommend? In fact, I was just talking to a powerlifter about this past weekend. I recommend if you want to use it on your joints prior to working out, you know, you can do that all day long. But I wouldn't really recommend it on a healthy, non-injured muscle pre-workout. And here's why. As you know, anti-inflammatories of any capacity can obviously decrease the inflammation response. And the inflammation response is somewhat responsible for muscle growth. And we don't really want to hinder that pre-workout. Now, post-workout, if you put it on, I don't think you're going to have any problems. But to do it preemptively, unless there's already like some serious trigger points or an actual injury or pain that you're already having, I don't recommend putting it on. Just stick it on here before you work out and go do a chest workout.
Okay.
So.
But on joints, you have no problem with, like, in
joints,
other words, elbows,
you know,
if you're doing
do
pressing, elbows. What about shoulders? Because how do you get
shoulder
to the joint without 100%. Hitting the, without getting through the muscle?
Well, what you do is, the anterior part of the shoulder, right where it meets into the pec, that's where you want to hit that. Because then you're going to actually get both the anterior part of the insertion of the pec and the shoulder tendons. So we want those tendons to get it. We just don't want the muscle bellies, because I don't really want my tendons to grow. I want my muscle bellies to grow.
I have an interesting problem, and I'm thinking about using kinetic cream for this, just for this now. It just dawned on me. I get terrible bicep tendonitis in the bicep where it fits into the tubercularis sulcus. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess mine comes in and out of there. In fact, there's certain movements that I can feel it actually snapping in and out of there, and it's a terrible feeling. But it causes me to have what I thought was shoulder pain is actually bicep pain.
Yeah, you probably have a torn transhumeral ligament. There's a small ligament that's supposed to keep that tendon in place,
right,
in that little sulcus, and that tears very frequently, and you get that little snapping noise. And the snapping noise is annoying. It's not a problem, but what does tend to happen is for guys like you and I who are very active and working out in the gym, what you're seeing is a repetitive motion going over and back, over and back, over and back, and it's going to create that inflammatory change. So, yeah, the Kinetic Cream is a fantastic product to help with that.
You know what else I've been doing? I've actually gotten a couple like the sweat bands that you would wear on your wrists or up by your elbows, like for basketball players.
Sure.
And I'm using them up high, right where the bicep inserts underneath the shoulder muscles, to kind of add a little restriction to that area to kind of take the place of that missing apparatus that's supposed to keep it pinned in there. You think that's a wise idea? You think I'm asking for trouble?
I don't know. It's definitely not going to hurt you if you're talking sweatbands. I mean, I don't even know if that would be quite enough compression. And obviously, what you want to watch is you don't want to restrict blood flow. Right. That's the only concern. You don't want any restriction going to the extremities or coming back, you know, to the heart.
Right.
So as long as you want it to be tight but not too tight.
Right.
I mean, essentially what you're doing is you're recreating one of those tennis elbow braces.
Yeah, I'm tethering it. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try the Kinetic Cream on that and see what it does. All right, so let's talk about pricing. How much is a bottle of Kinetic Cream and how much do they get?
It's a 4-ounce bottle. It's $25. That's about a 2-month supply for the average user who's using it about 2 or 3 times a day. I mean, I know I have some patients who love it and they go through it a little bit faster, but they're also using it on 4, 5, 6 different body parts. So those are $25, but we're running a deal right now where we're doing 5 of those bottles for $100. So it's basically a buy 4, get 1 free. And then we also have a 16-ounce product, which comes in a pump. Clinicians, doctors, they love those pumps, and they're $89.
What does it dispense with every pump, like 1 ml, 2 mls?
Well, I don't even honestly tell anybody to push a whole squeeze down because you just don't need it.
Right.
So it's not really a metered pump. It's just a pump in general. So I tell people, you know, just put a little bit on your fingers. It's a convenience thing more than anything, not so much a measurement.
What's the viscosity like? Can you cover, with a nickel-sized dollop in your hand, can you cover?
A nickel-sized, you're going to catch pretty much an entire low back.
Okay.
So, yeah. Or an entire upper back. If I do my knees, we're talking a dime at the maximum, more like a pea size, really.
Yeah.
Shoulder, you know, depends upon the size of the shoulder.
Can I take it with me for when I go get a massage, if I have a problem area, let's say like this bicep area, and have the masseuse actually use that instead of the lubricant they use to massage the area, or is that going to be
absolutely
a little too much? Yeah.
No, absolutely. My massage therapist was just working on my elbow with it, and I, you know, she has her regular creams and everything, and I just took the bottle and I said, here, you're using this. Some massage therapists will want to use it as a finishing cream, because it does have that slight cooling effect, and it's a nice sensation, an all-over sensation. But, yeah, if you have a problem area to work, especially at the deep tissue trigger points, 100% definitely use it. I had a massage therapist pick up a pump bottle the other day, and she couldn't believe how well it worked.
What about the coupon code? You have a coupon code for my listeners?
I do, Carl. You've been pretty good with us, so I don't want to leave your listeners hanging. So what we're going to do is we're going to do free shipping for our domestic listeners. The coupon code is going to be SHRADIO, SH Radio, all caps. And then for the international listeners, shipping, as you know, is obviously a little bit more expensive, but we're going to do a $3 off on those products as well, and that's going to be SHINT.
The international.
Again, don't forget that N.
And that's $3 U.S., right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we want to make sure. All right, so SH Radio for the U.S. listeners to get it shipped for free, regardless of what size they buy. And SHINT for Superhuman International gets them a $3 U.S. discount. Is Canada considered international now?
Unfortunately, it is. It's just the shipping thing. You know,
yeah,
we end up paying quite a bit more to ship.
Oh, I know. I go through it, too. We ship CDs now from here for different courses that we put on, and it's ridiculous. I mean, you can ship something inside the United States for $5, and it's $16 to ship it anywhere else.
And we do have separate pricing. Most of the world pretty much has one price. Canada has its own price,
right,
coming out of the U.S. So, you know, we have three different shipping rates. We've got our domestic, we've got our Canadian, and then we've got our international.
Right, right. All right, so the website again, the easiest way to get there is to go to Kinetic Cream, KineticCream.com.
Right.
You'll see that'll actually redirect you to PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Correct.
But the easy word to remember is Kinetic Cream, KineticCream. Welcome back, Dr. Banks.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
Very excited about this new product because we all need pain relief from time to time, especially us old guys. You know what? I got to hook you up with Wade Johnson. He's about to compete in Ohio at 47 years old. He may end up, I mean, at one time he squatted 1,040 pounds. He's got a 700-pound bench press, and he's getting ready to compete again. Drug-free, career drug-free, 47 years old. I'm going to hook him up with you, okay?
Fantastic. Look forward to hearing from him.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Banks. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks a bunch.
All right, so go to Kinetic Cream, KineticCream.com today. Don't forget, SH Radio for the U.S. audience, they get free shipping. SHINT for international audience, get $3 U.S. off your order. Check it out. We'll be right back with Dr. Matt Andre.
Lose your love tonight.
Arabian Prince, back with a stylist hype. Not slowing low, it's the fast type.
Getting dumb. Can you hear the drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
I'm pumping it up, so now what's up?
Yo, yellow boy, add a little cut.
What the hell, you think we need some bells?
Yeah, homeboy, might as well.
There it is, so now what's next?
A little
from the
the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to see a peaches, baby. Show me the first.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Many of you have been emailing me, posting on Facebook. We have quite a few people posting on Facebook that they're joining CalShare programs. I applaud you. Everyone should join a CalShare program. And, of course, the discussion comes up time and time again about A1 and A2 type milk. We've got the guest who originally talked to us about this way back when, Dr. Matt Andre. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing fine, Carl. Thank you.
You know what's really funny, Matt? I got to tell you something. I had the door to the studio open today, and there was a guy walking by, and he looked in, and he started asking me questions about how I eat. And so he said, I pointed at a jug that I had. After my workout today, I trained fasted this morning because every now and then I like to train fasted. I had a quart jug that I had 2 cups of raw milk, a scoop of whey protein, a heaping teaspoon of spirulina, a couple of raw eggs, and some raw honey all blended up in. And so when he heard raw milk, he said, unpasteurized? I said, yeah. He goes, isn't that dangerous? And I said, let me ask you a question, I said. How long has pasteurization been around? He goes, I don't know. I says, well, early 1900s. Probably nationwide, around the 1920s and thereof. I said, how did we get from 2,000 years ago to then if raw milk is dangerous? And he looks and he goes, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, well, really.
There's a very big reason why it got to be dangerous, Carl, and that's when they started doing pasteurization. Suddenly it didn't matter if you had manure in your milk as much.
You know, you know what? You're right. And that's, and we've talked about this. I had Dr. Ron Schmidt on this show 6 years ago now. He wrote the book, The Untold Story of Milk. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he told the story about how the distilleries got into the business, and that's the reason why, because they started feeding cows mash instead of grass, and mastitis, pus in the milk. 1,100 people on the North Coast died, and so pasteurization come and save us. But you know what? You're right. Once pasteurization came along, all of the dairy hygiene needs just went out. It was like, hey, you know what?
Window.
We can just poop in the milk now and don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter if you have TB and you're doing the milking and coughing the milk. Well, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. It's one of those things we've been sold a bill of goods.
And you know what the funny thing? In recent time, every now and then a story crops up about some kid or a couple kids getting diarrhea and they're, oh, well, they drank raw milk. But everybody fails to remember that there were a couple milk debacles over the past decade where people died, and it was pasteurized milk that they died.
Exactly.
From.
That's what drives me nuts. You go on the CDC website, and they've got this horrible story with this dramatic music about a very unfortunate kid who got sick from raw milk. And no stories whatsoever about all the people that died from pasteurized.
Right, right.
Drives me nuts.
Well, let's do this now, Matt. The reality is that even when it comes to raw milk, not all milk is created equal. And you talked about that probably last year, I think it was.
Yeah,
about the
right.
difference between the casein in milk. Talk about that.
Yeah. There are certainly a lot of, again, you want the same thing I do, which is just people to become more conscious about what food decisions they're making, period.
Yes.
But when it comes to milk, not only does it matter if it's pasteurized or not, which it does, not only does it matter if it's grass-fed versus grain-fed, which it does, but it matters the type of cow you get it from. And one of the differences in the type of cow is the actual breed. And different breeds will tend to have one of the two different types of basically gene setups or alleles, we call them, in the way they produce beta casein, and that's A1 or A2. Now, the natural type is A2. That's what cows had throughout pretty much history. Then when we started trying to raise cows for the dairy industry and so forth, we came up with the Holsteins and the Friesians, the black and white cows. And most of them were A1, and what that means is in the protein, which is the primary protein in milk, is beta casein. One of the amino acids in position 67 in that protein is supposed to be a proline, but in an A1 cow, it's changed to histidine, and that actually changes the shape of the molecule and so forth, and it makes it such that you can't hold on to one of the products in milk that if it becomes free in the system can become a problem, and that's called beta-casomorphin 7. And beta-casomorphin 7 was what Dr. Woodward wrote about as called the devil in the milk, which was the name of his book, a researcher from New Zealand, who found that countries that had primarily A1 cattle had much more heart disease and diabetes than countries right next door that had primarily A2, and that was sometimes the only difference you could really see between them.
Wow.
And those studies have been shown all throughout Europe. They've been shown in Scandinavia. The tight correlations, are they causation? Well, you can't prove that yet, but it at least ought to make us ask questions. So what you want to do is you want to try to find places that have cows where they're primarily A2, and the dairy can test those, and more places are starting to understand that this is important and to get their cows tested.
Okay, now, interestingly enough, while you should have your dairy should have the cow. Now, first of all, it doesn't cost a lot to test cows, right?
No, it's not that bad.
I mean, your dad used to raise these cows, right?
That's right. Yeah, I would say that they were costing, I think it was $125 a piece or something.
Okay, and obviously a cow lasts a long time, so you have to amortize that $125 over the lifespan of the milk
years.
That it produces. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
It's not a very expensive, but some cows. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's cool. It also, you can tell a lot from the breed of the cow.
There
if you get a Holstein, it's most likely going to be A1. The cows that have primarily A2 genes, the highest is the Guernsey. Guernsey is the best. It's about 98%. The next are Brown Swiss, and they run about 92% or 90%. And then after those is Jersey, and they're about 80% A2.
Okay. All right, so Guernseys, Brown Swiss, and then Jerseys.
And then Jerseys, yep.
Now, so theoretically, if you have a farmer who has predominantly Guernseys and Jerseys, should you worry about what percentage of the milk is coming from the Jerseys and as far as the A1, A2 factor goes?
You know, it would make a difference to me. If I had two sources to go to and one primarily had Jersey cows that weren't tested and one primarily had Guernseys that weren't tested, I would go with the Guernseys. If the guy who has all Jerseys, well, we've tested them all and they're all A2, great, no sweat. But, again, more and more farmers are deciding that it's worth it to know that. But if you got a place that doesn't, then definitely go with wherever you're getting percentage more Guernsey than Jersey.
Okay. Now, also, the milk tastes different. Guernsey milk tends to be a little less fatty, doesn't it?
It depends on what you feed them. It depends on their grass sources and so forth. It's typically more of a golden color. In fact, there used to be a brand of milk called Golden Guernsey.
I was just going to say, and I wonder if that's because there's more beta. I always used to think there was more beta carotene in the Guernsey milk. That's why.
That sure is a good theory about why it looks that way. I couldn't answer it with a tremendous deal of confidence. But to me, Guernsey milk tastes the best, but I'm a little prejudiced, I guess, because that's what I grew up with.
So. My farmer, Jay King, and we have a cow share program, and he has predominantly Guernseys, and he has Guernseys and Jerseys, and that's it.
Yep.
But he's never had them tested, and he's Mennonite, and I don't think that I can get him to test them, to be honest with you.
And getting him to sort out which milk, you know, again, you're already doing healthier because you're getting it not pasteurized. You're already getting it healthier because these are grass-fed animals. This is another layer to add to it, but it's potentially a really important one.
Okay, so let's talk about this genetic change in the type of milk. So what does it do to us? Is there a specific thing that we can say? Well, we absolutely know that A1 milk does this. Is there something we can point at?
Yes, there is. We absolutely know that A1 milk causes a release of this product that's in milk protein called beta casomorphone, or BCM7, beta casomorphone 7, which is in all milk, including A2 milk. But with an A2 beta casein protein, you can't break it down. It stays and goes right through your system. When you've got A1 milk, or milk from an A1 cow, that change of that one amino acid makes it such that BCM7 gets to go free in your system. And it crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's been highly associated with psychomotor problems. It's been associated with autism. It's been associated with schizophrenia. It's been associated with, and it's been directly seen as an oxidizer of LDL.
Oh, wow.
Cholesterol. And so we think that that's one of the reasons that Czechoslovakia has much, much more heart disease than France.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
The country's not very far separated, but very different in their dairy populations, and they eat a lot of dairy, both of them.
Did you not say that it has almost a morphine-like effect? Does it interact with the opioid receptors in the brain?
It's about 10 times stronger than morphine itself in binding to the opioid receptors. And yes, it has an opioid effect. Now, how that translates to, you know, a specific person, you and I both know people that not very healthy, but will drink a gallon of milk a day.
Yeah.
In almost an addictive pattern. It also tends to have a little bit of an anxiety relieving effect. And again, that's great except for the other things it does to your system. Then also, you know, that opioid effect, it also tends to lead to overeating. And it tends to slow down satiation. So we think it's a factor in obesity development as well.
You know, you just painted a picture of me up to 12 years old. I'm not being facetious. When I turned probably around 9 years old, I started drinking literally a gallon of milk a day. In fact, my father used to get so mad at me because milk was expensive back then. He was a truck driver. And mm-hmm. I would literally walk over to the refrigerator, open the refrigerator, and grab, because back then they didn't come in gallons and half gallons. They came in quart containers. They were waxed. They were square. They had a little lid that popped up on the top. And I would drink right out of the container. And he'd say to me, Carl, would you stop? We're going to have to buy a cow if you keep this up. And I was drinking like a gallon of milk a day, and I became obese. By the time I graduated grammar school, I was probably at least 200, maybe 215 pounds.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is that you were drinking twice that much milk when you were losing weight like crazy and in great shape.
I thank you for reminding me. When I turned 50, I was drinking 5 gallons of raw, unpasteurized milk a week, and I was ripped.
So it wasn't the milk. It was some way it interacted with your system. And that's one of the things to remember is that, you know, you very much are what you eat, but it's a dance. It's a dance between your system and the foods that you take in. And this BCM7 does appear to be one of those factors that may be a reason that so many people struggle with milk. The other thing it does is it causes a tremendous mucus release in all of your mucous membranes. So that congestion that people feel and associate with
dairy.
With dairy.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
You
don't get it with this, with A2 milk.
I had to stop eating because I like cottage cheese, and my farmer doesn't always have cottage cheese. So every now and then I'll go and buy the Daisy brand cottage cheese because it's the only one that doesn't have carrageenan and gar gum and all the other stuff. It's just cottage cheese. That's it. But I got to tell you, within 10 or 15 minutes of eating commercial cottage cheese, my nose starts to run. I have a post-nasal drip. I start snorting and coughing and hacking up. And that doesn't happen when I drink raw milk.
The other thing that happens is that same mucus production starts to go on in the gut, which affects your absorption of other nutrients. And that's a major reason we think that people may struggle with digestive problems who take in dairy. It's not the dairy, it's the type of dairy.
Mm.
And it's just a matter of education. It's just a matter of information. You know, it's that old statement that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Well, here's some knowledge. Give it a try.
You know what? We have to take a break. When we come out, I have a funny story to tell you. And then I want to ask you some more questions about the difference between A1 and A2 milk. We're talking with Dr. Matt Andry. His website is AndryMedicalServices.com. Did I get that right, Matt?
Yep, you got it.
AndryMedicalServices.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha-hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3-Master-Drol, reborn now with Epi-Androstain, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, the story I wanted to tell you, Matt, was I grew up in a pretty chaotic household when I was a kid. I wonder if my penchant for consuming milk was because of its anxiolytic effects.
That's a really interesting thought, Carl. And I think one thing that we all do as humans is many of our behaviors I think of as ways to control and regulate our own chemistry. And I think that that's where many cravings and many desires for different foods comes from, because our systems figure out what works. And it doesn't care so much if there's going to be cost to other parts of the system if there's a primary effect that you're trying to get. And if you are in a place where there's a lot of upheaval or a lot of anxiety
instability, I was actually self-medicating basically with milk.
Absolutely, and it worked.
Yes,
that's the problem.
It did. It did. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about A1, A2. So, given the fact of what A1 milk does, mm-hmm. and assuming that we have listeners out there who are using dairy, they don't have the option of getting raw unpasteurized milk, and the closest thing they're getting is some organic version of pasteurized milk at their grocery store, and it's pretty much A1. Is there anything that they can do to kind of counteract or mitigate the damaging effects seen from A1 milk? Fish oil, anything?
Right. Well, certainly, that was one of the things I was going to say. Thinking about all of us, the heart disease is what's going to kill 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women, period. And so it's still, the number one thing health-wise that we should be thinking about if you're talking about death prevention. And oxidizing LDL and making your plaque that cover your fibrous cap that covers your plaque, keeping it firm and protective, is about reducing oxidation. So any of your favorite antioxidants, your anthocyanins, your good fish oil, your eicosanoids, keeping those balanced is very, very important. It's especially going to be important if you're going to consume A1 milk.
Yeah, that sounds that is pretty. I think
your show is a bastion of great information about antioxidation, you've got products that are very potent that you talk about on the show frequently as ways to help reduce that inflammation.
Yeah, absolutely. And people need to you need to be aware of that. If you're using commercial dairy right now, you really do need to make sure that you're up on your antioxidants. Stuff like fish oil, especially. I'm a big proponent of cod liver oil, because you have your omega-3 fatty acids in it, but you also have good natural forms of vitamin A, real vitamin A.
Real stuff.
And vitamin D.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so that's a very important one. I think, they said it 3,000 years ago, the poison is in the dose. It's about amounts. If you're going to be someone who drinks a gallon, or more a week, personally of A1 milk, then you better be on a pretty aggressive antioxidant regimen.
Yeah.
Or you're asking for oxidizing a lot of LDL and forming plaque and busting up blood vessels.
Yeah.
If you've got young children, you know, find something else.
Yeah.
We really think that this may be a mechanism for development of, say, autism. And it's amazing. You can look online all day about the connections between people starting to pay attention to A1 versus A2 milk and reducing symptoms of autism in children. Crazy.
Interesting.
But a tremendous, I mean, my gosh, we're in the midst of such an epidemic there. Somebody better come up with something. And it's not going to, you know, until they can make billions of dollars on it, it's not going to be the drug companies.
That's right. That's absolutely true. That's sad to
yeah.
say. All right, so let's move to another subject at hand. You were recently published in Esquire magazine.
Yes. We had a really nice thing go on. Through a friend, I got in contact with some of the writers at Esquire magazine, and I was asked to come and do a presentation as part of a men's health forum there for their writers. And it was kind of fun. I mean, we had it was kind of the end of the day, and these guys had been, you know, and women had been working all day long, and we were doing this this program. We were supposed to talk for some minutes. I went about three times over that, and asked them, you know, if you want me to stop, and everybody said no, and nobody left. So
that's a good sign.
It is, because you know what we were trying to do is to a lot of these writers, you know, they know what they're told as well, and the message out there about hormone replacement in men has been largely tainted by the Roger Clemens and the Barry Bonds and those experiences. And then when you first say the word testosterone, that's what comes up in the head of about 4 out of 10 people. What should come up in your head is that this is another hormone, much like your thyroid or your insulin level or your dopamine levels, that belong in a certain range. If you can measure it, it belongs somewhere. And disease is the loss of homeostasis. And this is what we talked about in our article, is that this is one of those factors that testosterone levels go down for men as they get older. Yet, miraculously, we somehow use this. We know that, but we use the same range of what's normal, whether you're 19 or 90. And that's crazy. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. And we talked about how in medicine, where people, it's starting to become more accepted that, this is another place that we need to put a lot of attention. And the article spelled that out very well. It was very well received, and it's a nice thing to start bringing attention to.
You know, it's funny. This past Friday, Elisa read an article about Wall Street adapting to TRT, because the article said something to the effect of the big thing on Wall Street today isn't the faster computer that issues puts and calls faster or trends faster. It's testosterone. Having the traders being more alert, more energetic,
more aggressive
is what. And it was really an interesting article. And Synergenics has opened a clinic on Wall Street,
yes.
And they've got traders going in and out of there all day long, getting their shots.
Yep. Dr. Life was quoted in the same article that I was in, they had one other physician that they talked to, and they kind of gave a really broad-based look. And when they started the article, when I talked to the writer, they were going to do it as a kind of a pros and cons of doing it. They couldn't find enough cons to make it make sense without it being like a straw man argument.
Right.
So it just became all, you know, pretty much here's the positives and here's what to watch for.
A love fest.
Yeah, it was really neat.
did Dr. Jeff Life actually speak at this group?
He did not speak at the group, but they interviewed him for this article that they printed. And for my part of the article, I mean, that's pretty much what I talk about, that, you know, is homeostasis. It is kind of my buzzword.
Right.
But we're looking for balance. And whether it's your diet or your professional versus your personal life or your hormones, that everything belongs somewhere. And that a lot of places you don't have peace, it's because that balance is really could use restored.
Well, you know, first thing I have to say is Dr. Jeff Life is a really nice guy, and he's gotten a lot of publicity. But I saw him one day on Fox, and they were talking about growth hormone. You know,
yes.
This is one of these pieces that they did because for some reason, I forget what it was, growth hormone made it into the news about something from an anti-aging standpoint. And so they had a a couple people come on and take the pros and the cons side, and he was supposed to be the pro side. And the girl who was interviewing him just didn't let up. You know, isn't it true that growth hormone was illegal to prescribe to adults? And he took so long to answer, like, well, that's partially, it's like, you know, and I thought, man, they should have had me up there because I would have.
That's right. No, it's not.
I would have said, absolutely not. Show me where it is. And I would have threw the ball back at her. And he was like trying to qualify everything that he was saying. And you can't do that in soundbite, you know, media.
No.
You just can't do it.
That's right.
And they actually, when you watch the article, if you were an average person who had no dog in the fight at all, you would have come away thinking, wow, this stuff is dangerous. And these people who are taking it, they're taking it just because they want to look younger and chase younger girls. That's all.
Right.
That's what it looked like, and that's the farthest from the truth about growth hormone.
Absolutely, and it's really the farthest from the truth about Dr. Life.
Yeah.
But we let them paint the picture sometimes, and that's why I love your show. You don't do that.
Well,
or if you do it, you do it the directions
well,
I like.
Well, but no, but you know, well, let's be honest, Matt. I'm the antithesis of what they do. I mean, but it's not that I came out one day and said I'm going to be pro testosterone, I'm going to be pro growth hormone. It's because when you look at the real research that isn't being influenced by some organization, some pharmaceutical company, or so on, it's undeniable. As a matter of fact, I'm working on a project right now, and looking at the senescence of the heart. Okay,
yeah.
And everybody, if all of your organs last, okay,
yes,
the one thing you will die from is heart failure. Your
yeah.
heart will just stop beating one day, and that's really that in my opinion. Is the way people should die, by the way.
Right.
The heart runs out of steam. Everything else is still working. The brain is working and so on.
You just shut the pump off.
That's
go
it.
Home. Yep.
But do you know that IGF-1, every heart has progenitor cells in it. I had a physician on here who I've done many shows on stem cell therapy. Anytime I have somebody here that's talking about stem cell therapy, I say to them, let me ask you a question. Nature didn't put those stem cells there so you could harvest them and put them in a petri dish, right?
That's
nature,
right.
Nature put those there because that's the toolkit for my body to repair itself, right?
Yes.
And then I say to them, why are my toolkits not working right? And I know the answer.
IGF-1.
IGF-1. Oh, wait. Not just IGF. IGF-1 and real vitamin A. Vitamin A, you ask any, and whenever I have a stem cell guy on here, I say, so is it true that you use vitamin A to differentiate the stem cells? Oh, yes, that's true. Vitamin A plus this here protein. The protein is the signal. The vitamin A allows it to differentiate. So we have a diet devoid of vitamin A but replaced with beta carotene that does not turn into vitamin A in most people.
Right.
And we have a fear of growth factors because people go, well.
Because we named them wrong.
Well, did we or didn't we?
Well, I mean, the problem with growth hormone that I run into all the time is that because we named it growth hormone, people who don't know anything about it think that, well, if you don't have long bones that need to grow anymore, that it doesn't do anything. Well, why does my body still make it then? It has multiple functions in the body, including running the immune system like crazy. It just does so at different concentrations. That doesn't mean you don't need any.
Well, here's the interesting thing. On this one study, they took rats that were at the end of their life, and rats don't live very long to begin with. And they gave them IGF-1 long R3, and they gave them IGF-1 long R3, and then they sacrificed the rats, and the stem cells in their heart went back and activated. The progenitor cells activated and replaced necrotic tissue in the heart. So when they sacrificed them, they had the hearts of 7-month-old rats.
That sounds right to me.
and so you say to yourself, okay. So you're telling me, and you know, you're right. They shouldn't have called it growth hormone. They should have called it repair hormone.
Repair hormone.
Yeah. Then everybody would have loved it, right?
Exactly.
They would have been like, yeah, give me some of that repair hormone, you know? But the bottom line is, I talk about this stuff on the show because I understand the science. And if you look at the science and you're not biased, you can't help but say, look, this stuff has more good than bad and people should be using it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about more on testosterone, but I want to talk a little bit about your practice as well, okay?
You got it.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Matt Andre. His website is andremedicalservices.com. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Back Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore bare legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Hey, Matt, before we talk about your practice, I got to tell you something. I just got an email from a young lady named Emily. Her group has worked to illustrate, because, you know, people like looking at images. It's real hard for people to read stuff, you know?
Yes.
So she put together a graphic about sugar consumption and high fructose syrup consumption in the United States today. And it's called Nursing Your Sweet Tooth. And she has some facts on it. In 1822, the average American consumed 45 grams of sugar, the amount found in one of today's 12-ounce sodas, every 5 days. Today, they consume 765 grams of sugar. That's equivalent to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 14, 15, 16, 17 sodas every 5 days. We consume, the average American consumes about 130 pounds of sugar every year. When Dr. Paul Dudley White wrote his position paper in the 30s talking about abandoning Crisco, which was the first hydrogenated oil, and returning to real animal fats, tallow and lard and so on, he also talked about the increase in sugar consumption at that point in time. And I believe, and I stand to be corrected, at that time he estimated that the average American was eating about 35 pounds of sugar a year. And he said that this was the link to heart disease. Here we are, almost 100 pounds of sugar a year further up the road. Heart disease.
And much more obese.
Yeah. And I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's like, I can't even get over this when I look at these numbers. And, yeah. And people just, you know what? They don't even care. The average person, the average American consumes 3 pounds of sugar each week or 3,550 pounds in an entire lifetime. That's the amount, that's equal to 1,767,900 Skittles. I love that. That's so cool, isn't it?
you're made of Skittles.
Or enough sugar to fill an industrial dumpster going through your body. Oh my God, this is great. I love this. I'm going to try to put this up on the Superhuman Radio website.
Hey, yeah. I'll tell you something else to put up there too. You know, we were talking about raw milk.
Yes.
The state of Indiana right now is undergoing a public hearing basically that's lasting until the till the end of August. And if you go to www.in.gov/BOAH, Board of Animal Health, under new topics, they've got, or hot topics, they've got a board where they want to hear your opinions about raw milk. So write in to them. Tell them who you are, and they would be happy to take emails, and they want input on raw milk. So it's a great thing to do.
I got to tell you something. I live right across the river. Indiana is so much more liberal and so much more fair about how they handle so many things, especially medical treatment. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really trying. I mean, Indiana is really a crossroads, and they've got some very, very old and settled ways, and then they've got some very new and progressive ideas. And Indiana and Indianapolis in particular wants to become kind of known as a health place. And that's been being pushed by IU Health, the IU Health Center, and the School of Medicine, and which is great. But it means they're going to have to reexamine some of their positions on other things. And we're really hampered by the fact that, you know, we're very aware that Eli Lilly in the turn of the century that this came at the time that we really started public health moves. But we've not tried to examine what is the cost of some of these moves and do they still apply.
Right.
Yeah, when you've got all your milk workers and you got to put people who are sick on the lines, that you got to cook it to make it safe. Well, but if you make clean milk, you don't, and then you don't have to kill the good stuff in it.
Well, and there's so much more to it than that. I mean, it just you know, if you decentralize food, you don't have the problems like Cargill's having right now, recalling 29,000 pounds of beef.
Absolutely.
You know, if your farmer does something wrong, a couple families feel it. When Cargill does something wrong, you know, half a dozen states feel it.
Exactly. Millions.
And you know what? And I'll tell you something else. I'll even go as far as saying to those who are concerned about terrorism, food food and water is it. I mean, you know, without food and water, as long as we have food and water, we could probably get through just about anything.
Yep.
Decentralizing the food makes the most sense. A terrorist isn't going to go through all of New Jersey and whack all the farmers, but he'll definitely drop a bomb on some food place that he knows he's going to take out all the beef for this side of the country.
Or poison it. Yep.
Or poison it. There you go. Right. Even see, I'm not sinister enough.
you're plenty subversive, and we love it. And that's one thing I was going to say. You were talking about practice. But one thing I wanted to say, one way you are different, Carl, than the mainstream media, and then you and I share this too, is we want to be wrong. We want to find out the places that we need to learn. We want to find out the places where we're not going to be so stuck to an idea that we're going to have any trouble divorcing it when we learn something new.
No,
and
you're right.
I swear, more people out there, they're so afraid that something they thought could be wrong. Gosh, show me, and I'll be happy to take it. And that's the thing I love about my practice.
Yeah, and let's talk about your practice. Now, you're located in what part of Indiana?
We're in Bloomington, Indiana,
right?
Where Indiana University is.
And now you used to be the doctor for the university, one of the teams there, right?
Yes, I did. For 2 years, I was the team physician.
That's pretty cool.
For Indiana University athletics, and the basketball part has always been done by Dr. Larry Rink. But after Dr. Brad Bomba had done it for many years, and He does a great job. He's one of the best sports medicine cardiologists on the planet, and a real mentor to me in this practice. But I left that practice as well as a busy multi-specialty group to start my own cash business, where I do family practice. And really, the only other certification I ever looked for was a weight certification. So I'm also board certified in bariatric medicine. But that's been great because there's a direct when you find out how you want to help people with weight, I'm sorry, but you're going to end up doing hormones.
So. Right. That's right. That's right.
And what I found was when I started helping people with weight, my gosh, their diabetes got better, their arthritis got better, their cholesterol problems got better, their hypertension got better. I was like, well, shucks, we could just treat this and we wouldn't have to treat everything else. And that's really what our practice has been based on. It's based on preventative medicine, been on trying to reduce foreign medications as much as we can. But using them when it's right to. And in the end, just trying to restore balance as best as possible to help people live quality living. And we believe that quantity comes from quality, not the other way around.
You know, it's interesting. I know a doctor in New York who he's been running a practice for about 3 or 4 years now, and he treats addiction with hormones. He gets guys who are addicted to opioids and you know, street-type drugs. And
yeah.
He checks their hormone levels. Their testosterone is in the dirt.
Yep.
Puts them on testosterone. And after a couple weeks of being on testosterone, they no longer have that. And now, obviously, there's a habit that has to be broken, which is more of a psychological pathology. But they no longer have the physiological need for the drugs anymore because
well,
they feel good.
That makes total sense because most of the dopamine receptors in the brain are turned on and off by other hormones, particularly the sex steroids like testosterone and estrogen.
Right.
And in fact, you can't, you know, one of the things we see a lot is we have a practice where we do a fair amount of psychology and psychiatric treatment, depression and mood management and so forth, and ADD. And it's amazing how many times people come in and you find that their testosterone's low. And they turn around and say, you know, I haven't taken that Adderall now in quite a while. Haven't needed it. I said, huh, isn't that interesting? We see it all the time, that in fact it is these hormone deficiencies that lead to other deficiencies in the body.
And quite often when a woman is going through menopause or a man is going through andropause, if a doctor would go to testosterone first,
yes,
I would you know, venture to say that 3 or 4 medications could be completely eliminated from treating the patient, but instead they go to those 3 or 4 medications first. They'll go to an antidepressant, an anxiolytic, a statin drug, you know, it's like a diabetes drug.
You know, we're all victims of the information that we're given and the information that we listen to. And it's so funny you say that because that's exactly what I put in the article. I said, you know, here you are, you're a guy, you're in your late 50s, and I could either give you Lipitor for your high cholesterol and Lunesta because you can't sleep and Wellbutrin because you're depressed. And Aricept so you don't lose your memory. Or I could just put back the testosterone, the deficiency of which caused the need for all those in the first place. And then people sit around and argue, well, gosh, is it safe? Well, are these other bunch of drugs safe?
Oh, thank you.
You've made testosterone since before you were born.
Thank you. You know what? And I've always wondered, like, how does a doctor reconcile himself with giving somebody a drug like Lyrica, for instance, or pick one that has all these side effects? It's like, so how do you just say to yourself, well, what I'm treating is really necessary to put the patient at this kind of risk for these other
right.
side effects? I don't understand. And that's my frustration when they talk about even growth hormone. You
yes.
know, when
growth
people,
hormone doesn't have side effects, it just has effects.
Well,
you pick which.
and that's right. And Matt, when they talk about growth hormone, the IGF-1 linkage to cancer, right?
Yeah.
I want to scream because I say, look, cancer, IGF-1 makes everything grow, good cells and bad. Oxygen,
including your immune cells that shut down cancer.
Yes, oxygen has been linked to the growth of cancer. So should we asphyxiate patients too now?
That's exactly right. You know, humans, we estimate, make about 50,000 cancers every day. Every day. And the immune system is able to isolate those and take care of them at the subcellular level, no problem. You want to prevent cancer? Get your immune system working right. That's how to do it.
That's the
you
truth.
Want that to happen, you got to make your growth hormone system work well too.
Tell me about your practice for a second, because we really never have never talked about your practice. So you are a concierge type service in Bloomington, Indiana. People can are you taking patients? You don't take patients anymore.
We actually for several months there we were not taking patients. I went ahead and opened it up again because I'm starting to get some help. We've got a nurse practitioner we're bringing on board. It took me 12 years to find one that I trusted.
Yeah.
But we are starting to take some patients again, and I do concierge work, but I prefer that's not the rule. Most of the time, I just have people pay for my time just like they would an attorney. They come in for a visit. We tend to see them a little more frequently when we're first starting, but then after that, we've got things rolling. It doesn't have to be that often. Twice a year is the most common type of follow-up we get with people after, say, the first 6 months when we're getting things straightened out. And then we do just general family practice medicine for them with a focus on hormone management, weight management, and prevention. So it's amazing. I have people, and I do it all cash, but people can use their insurance. We just don't file it for them.
Yeah, they have to file it, right, exactly.
Yeah. We put all the codes on there, and they can send it in. And people who have insurance that they can send it to, Medicare, Medicaid won't let them, but everyone else will.
Yeah.
They get about 70% back. But what that does is that lets us actually not spend all of our resources on trying to get paid, but rather on taking care of patients. So,
right. You
know, I see 15 to max 20 people a day, because I can't do more than that and do good work. I mean, our initial visits are always 40 minutes at the minimum. But that's the only way I know that we sit down and talk to people, because that's what's fun is solving problems, getting things improved. And that's what turns you on, with whatever work you do. Is kind of relieving suffering and helping people find answers. And what I have found is something that you said once when you were on my radio program, which was people know their own answers. And that's really what we try to do. I don't see myself as here to give people a list of things that they need to do, but rather to help them uncover the truths that they already know are right. And my whole journey in medicine has been typically finding out that what people thought was going on with them was usually right or really close, and whatever the book said just didn't apply.
Isn't that sad? Because the reality is that 90% of the people who walk into see their physicians have in the back of their mind an inkling, an understanding. And I'll tell you something else. With the internet and the availability of things like PubMed, many of them walk in well-informed about what they're dealing with, and their doctors dismiss them. I've had people on this show. I do a series now called Muscle Saves Lives, and it's all stories about people who have reversed their own diseases or the physical culture, ancestral diet, lifestyle has allowed them to cope with a disease better than had they been the average American. And I have heard so many times people come on this show and talk about reversing everything from, and I'm not talking about people who are misdiagnosed, Matt.
Yes.
I'm talking about a guy who lived with rheumatoid arthritis for 16 years and was crippled and had to crawl out of bed and took him 2 hours in the morning to gel and be able to stand up, okay? Bulging joints. This is undeniable. This isn't like, oh, well, you were just misdiagnosed. I'm talking about a girl who was diagnosed with lupus and ulcerative colitis and was getting sicker and sicker as time went on in her early 30s. Reversing their diseases by focusing on nutrition and physical culture, you know, heavy resistance training very hard, and their doctors dismissed their information. And one doctor said, look, I'm the doctor, okay? You come to see me, right? Okay, we're going to do this my way. I'm paraphrasing. We're going to do this my way. And I want to grab those doctors by their ears, Matt, and I want to shake their heads until their ears come off, because you know what I want to say? I don't care what...
The patients are not here to give you something to do.
Well, no, it's not even that, Matt. You know what, Matt? God bless doctors. God bless the families that can afford to send people to become doctors. And I have all the respect for doctors, okay? At the same time, I have all the respect for anybody who goes to school to learn something. And you can find a bad mechanic, and you can find a bad accountant, and you can find a bad doctor. And when a doctor acts like as though he knows it, it's his way or the highway, you need to run for the hills. I don't care who recommended the doctor.
I couldn't agree more, Carl. I mean, well, that's one thing hopefully no one ever here in my office, is that this is our way, you know, or this is the, you know, one thing we really try to do here is listen. And there are times, you know, a lot of times that people start talking and I really don't have a clue what's going on with them. In fact, I was seeing a lady not long ago, and she had a list of symptoms that was really hard to put together. And I kept being like, gosh, I want to figure this out. And something inside me just said, just relax. And I instantly relaxed, and she like immediately came up with like four answers herself. That's kind of what we find, is that we're, you know, a lot of people have another doctor when they come see us. And if that doctor is not threatened and would like to work with us and take our – and we've gotten kind of a reputation as a place that does really good diagnostics.
Ah.
And good adjunctive.
And that's
treatment.
That's where the rubber meets the road, brother.
If somebody
diagnoses you with a heart problem when you actually have a vagal issue because your stomach and you got leaky gut, they're going to treat you like a heart patient, and you're not going to get better.
When you're a hammer, everything's a nail.
There you go. You know what? That's the God's. I mean, I hear that all the time on the show, but it's the God's honest truth, right?
Yeah. You know, what we like I said, we really pride ourselves in trying to sort of help people figure out their own health issues, and that's what you should find at our practice.
Now, Matt, do you prescribe growth hormone ever?
Yes, sure do.
What lab assay do you use to determine if someone is growth hormone deficient and eligible for growth hormone?
We use Mayo's.
Is it a urine collection or is it an IGF-1 assay?
We use IGF-1. Again, it's really a clinical diagnosis, but of course it is, and pay deference to all my law enforcement people out there, illegal to prescribe except for the treatment of growth hormone deficiency syndrome. The problem is that there's no set definition on what that is. Some people want it to be you have to fail two or three or four, expensive arginine tests and stuff like that. Other people realize that it's a clinical diagnosis and that you want labs in support of it. But also those levels vary with time. And how do you make a determination about one spot lab? I just don't think.
Well,
and
I got to tell you the truth. I think, okay, first of all, I think an IGF-1 test by itself is offering a great disservice to the patient. And here's why.
Depends what you're looking for, but I agree with you.
Well, first of all, you and I both know that there is something called a growth hormone IGF ratio for a reason.
Yes.
That's because you can have a high degree of IGF-1 being produced because of your diet and very low growth hormone levels, number one. The only time I would accept an IGF-1 test is if it was done concurrently with a binding protein 3 test.
Yes.
So that you can say, okay, this IGF-1 probably is coming from growth hormone, because binding protein 3 is only present when there's hepatic growth hormone being filtered out. So
I really do like Jonathan Wright's lab, his urine metabolite.
That's
lab.
It. But I was going to say, but you know what really the gold good. Standard is? Look, growth hormone is like smoke in the air. It's there for a second and it disappears.
And
so yep. How can you do any serum assay? The right way to do it is a 24-hour urine collection. What's that?
You can't.
No, that's why I was going to say 24-hour urine collection. That's the only right way to do it. 24-hour urine collection. Look for the metabolites and go, wow, this person has high IGF-1 levels, but they're not producing any growth hormone.
Well, you're sort of highlighting my picture, is that any of these tests that you can do, even if it's a 24-hour test, what you're wanting is something that correlates best
Bingo.
To the area under the curve over time. You know what that is? Symptoms.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
you're
how
right.
You diagnose it.
You're right.
But we're on the same page there for sure.
If people want to get you and they live within driving distance of Bloomington, how does it work? Can they drive there once, or they have to drive there every time, or how does it work?
We, in the state of Indiana, if you've seen a physician here one time as your startup visit, then you're considered that person is practicing medicine in Indiana no matter wherever else you are. So we have a lot of people that come, drive here, fly here. We see them, and then they go out, and we do our follow-up visits by Skype very often.
Yeah, that's fast becoming the popular thing amongst the more progressive clinics, I found out.
Absolutely. That's the only way to do it in this day and age with technology. But there's something magic about you sit down, you put your hands on somebody, and you talk to them, and you find out best what's going on.
Last question, and I'm going to let you go. I have a good friend who finally talked to his doctor and got him on testosterone, right?
Yep.
But the doctor gives him a shot every 3 weeks. I asked him to find out what he's getting. I asked him to find out how many cc's and what he's getting. I know it's testosterone cypionate. I can't imagine that it's anything more than maybe 250, 300 milligrams of testosterone cypionate. I said,
right.
This is a mistake. I said, you need to tell your doctor, first of all, that.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, the pharmacokinetics of testosterone cypionate are 17 days, but 50% of it is gone within the first 5 days.
Correct.
Okay. Number two, I said, you have to explain to your doctor that all of the side effects of testosterone therapy occur when blood levels don't stay even throughout the week. If you have these mad rises,
swings.
And then these, that's when you produce extra aromatase, DHT is converts it. This is a mistake. You're going to have all the side effects. And you're going to say, oh, you're not a candidate for testosterone.
Exactly. You know, the problem with, in a lot of ways, daily topicals are more physiologic than a lot of the shots people do. Because what you're trying to do with a shot is you overshoot part of the week, and then you're undershooting part of the week, and you're hoping in the majority you're kind of in the wheelhouse. Now, that's not wrong, but what I don't like is the reasons most offices do it. They do it because they make money that way.
Yeah, they don't want to, they want to make you come in for the shot.
Exactly. And so they pick the amount of time that's convenient for them and their staff to do them, and where they can justify a charge that's going to be however much once a month, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks. But that's not necessarily the most physiologic. And let's face it. The only real physiologic is your own hypothalamus and pituitary and testes making it just right. So we're not going to get that perfect, but you want to shoot close.
And you know what? I've been waiting for a pharmaceutical company to come out with a fast-acting testosterone, not a suspension, and obviously not a propionate because that's too slow, not a suspension because that's too fast, but something in between that could be administered with an insulin pen, and you do it every month. Because you know why? The creams are okay, but there's such a wide variance on absorption.
And you make so much DHT with it.
Yes, and passing through the skin. If you rub it on fatty skin, you have a higher aromatization.
Yeah,
if you're a darker skin person,
you know so much about this. It's ridiculous. I love it.
Well, if you're a dark skinned person like me, we have more 5-alpha reductase in our skin, so I make more DHT with. And I say, why doesn't somebody just come out with a once a day injection? And we're talking about like 10 units.
Well,
it would be boom.
Actually, we're starting our own compounding pharmacy here in the practice because we're tired of depending on other places to make their own. And in Indiana, again, we can do this. And I think this is going to be a really big aspect of our practice.
I would love it, Matt.
Yeah.
This is because I inject every 3 days so that I can stay level.
Yes.
Okay, I do 125 milligrams every 3 days because my dose is 250 a week. And that keeps me humming level, and I don't get the acne. I don't get the backne. I don't get the gyno. And but most people don't want to inject themselves because they're afraid, and most doctors won't teach them.
Right. No, we do all that. We want to empower people to take control of their health as much as they can themselves. We're facilitators and educators. Everything else can get out of the way.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. So anybody who lives in the Bloomington area, in driving distance of Indiana, go to AndreeMedicalServices.com and check out Dr. Matt Andre. Not only is he intelligent and wise, but he's a good-looking guy, too, for the ladies out there who are looking for hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
Just seeing him will make you produce more oxytocin.
Well, let's ask Elisa.
All right, listen, Matt, it's great having you on the show.
You too, Carl. Thanks.
Talk to you soon. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'll wrap it up.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, hey, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. Turn this thing on out. Hey, let's go.
Snap your fingers. Do your steps. You can do it all by yourself.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-Oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Who understands those rap guys?
To Superhuman Radio. Who understands those rap guys? I understand them. Anyway, Dr. Matt Andre's got some great things to talk about, and he's got a great medical practice. If you're in the driving distance in Indiana, Kentucky, I'm not sure of what neighboring states there are because I was really bad in geography as a kid. But you can check him out by going to Andre. ANDRY medical services.com. Also want to thank Craig Banks, Dr. Craig Banks, for coming back as a sponsor. You can learn more about Phoenix Bioperformance products by going to Kinetic Cream, KinetiCream.com. And if this Kinetic Cream is anything like the Kodiak Cream, it's going to be fantastic because Kodiak Cream really did make the pain go away in like 15, 20 minutes. It was gone. So, and he says this works faster. They sent me a bunch of testimonials. We actually used one for the radio spot we cut for them. And there was like a half a dozen people saying that within minutes of putting it on, they felt the pain going away. That's pretty impressive, especially without drugs. All right. It is a new week here at Superhuman Radio. I thank you for listening as always, and we'll see you tomorrow.